This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A wild day on the market, so to speak. I'll explain what I mean. The House January 6th committee, wrapping things up, votes to subpoena the former President Trump in a final surprise, if you will. And meanwhile, we've got some new numbers that have come out as far as consumers are concerned, what we call the consumer price index, which was part of why we had a rough ride on the market earlier in the day, and then things turned around in a massively big way. Hi everybody, Kate Delaney. First we start with the shocker. It's always shocking when this happens, and sickening, and any adjective you want to throw in between. I just know that I was sent a picture of a police officer walking at the entrance of this beautiful Greenway Trail following a shooting in Raleigh, North Carolina. So a gunman opens fire in the neighborhood, kills five people, leaves multiple people injured. The suspect was finally taken into custody about 5 hours after the shooting started. And the suspect is a juvenile. So the motivation, what could that be? What, you know, it's an active investigation at this point, but among those that were killed, an off-duty police officer, four people were taken to the hospital, including a Raleigh police canine officer who had suffered non-life-threatening injuries. And the officer was released, one of the victims in critical condition. You know, the North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper and I probably wouldn't agree on a lot of things. We would find some common ground. We would find common ground on this, though. He told reporters that he ordered the state's Department of Public Safety to make available all state resources. He was sickened by what happened. Of course, bullets rang out Thursday afternoon in this neighborhood near this Greenway, which is an urban trail that winds for about 30 miles along the edge of the city, the eastern part of the city. It's pretty well known. If you ever watch HGTV House Hunters, they're constantly, it's popping up because they're showing parts of Raleigh. So, you know, you had people that weren't out there at the time, but they heard all these helicopters. They saw massive amounts of police cars in the neighborhood. They couldn't enter or leave the area, which makes sense because of what was going on. I mean, 5 hours to find him. And it's just senseless violence, and it's we don't know what more details are out there at this point because they're being very careful, especially with the juvenile. You know, there have been 530 mass shootings so far this year. 530. What gives? What is going on? It's awful. Very sad for all the people connected to that one. Can you imagine getting that phone call? All right, it started off, you know, we jumped around a bit, but talking about the House January 6th committee voting to subpoena Donald Trump. And the decision was to try to force the former prez to testify at the end of a hearing with some new details about his behavior and thinking. It was a unanimous vote, and it came at the end of the ninth and probably final public hearing. So they're saying it's a combined mix of new evidence gathered by the committee since July and testimony played at previous sessions. And the whole hearing is aimed to bolster a conclusion that members have hammered again and again, that the violence on January 6th was the direct and predictable result of Donald Trump's choices in the weeks after he lost his bid for re-election. So the committee had new evidence. They're saying that the former president privately understood voters had rejected his reelection bid, and including by ordering a likely chaotic immediate withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan and Somalia just 4 days after organizations called the race for Joe Biden. So there's a couple of hurdles in trying to force an ex-president to testify. I mean, he could fight the subpoena in court saying that Congress can't compel testimony from the executive, but that would probably drag into the new year. So that would probably be the direction he wouldn't want to go. He could also refuse to answer questions by taking the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. Lots of others have taken that path. Or he can go and he can, you know, do the whole thing and go through the questions. But the committee did say that Thursday's hearing was probably its last and was intended to serve as a public summation of the work, which will be compiled in a written report to be released before the end of the year. You can bet that's going to be must-see reading. And it is about evidence. What is the evidence? That's what I would say. Where does that, where does that leave us or lead us is what I believe so key. And then we have Russia and their airstrikes showing force but revealing other weaknesses. So we know we started off the week with Russia firing 84 missiles, many of them aimed at Ukrainian civilian people, causing power outages in many cities. On Tuesday, Russia launched 28 cruise missiles, and on Thursday, the Ukrainian Armed Force General Staff said Russia had hit more than 40 settlements since the day before. In all, more than 36 people were killed. Now that is really, really, really sad to think about those people. Wrong time, wrong place. And now, how do you get to this person? How do you get there? Coming up this hour, Greg Stebbin, my pal, has an interesting take on all of this. He's got a book out that is pretty provocative. The title, Does Putin Have to Die? And he describes why Putin has to go away and what does that mean in detailing it all out. Not an easy task, obviously, but wow, and like I said, in how many people their ears have perked up in looking at and being made aware of the book. So that's at the tail end of the hour. And coming up next, it's going to be all about the man cave, because how could we not go to the man cave? You have playoff baseball happening. You have the Thursday night football game to talk about. So incredibly low scoring. That and more as we hit the man cave next.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Never, my friends, a dull moment in the man cave. Thanks for hanging with us and sitting in the man cave with me, or the woe man cave. It was all about the Commanders ending the losing streak. Do you believe they held off the Bears? It was such a boring, low-scoring game, I must say. But there were a few bright moments in it, like running, easy for me to say, running, rookie running back Brian Robinson scored his first career touchdown in that win. The Commanders were trailing 7-6 through the fourth quarter. He plowed his way into the end zone for that go-ahead score, and that helps Washington improve to 2-4 on the season. And you think of this milestone, this is a comeback for him. He was medically cleared to return to practice. He made his debut last Sunday against the Titans, rushing for 22 yards off 9 attempts. And on Thursday, he carried the ball 17 times, rushed for 60 yards, and the game-winning TD. That's the key thing here. Because if you don't know the story about Brian Robinson, he was a victim of a carjacking and was shot. He was shot. So imagine that. He gets his chance at an NFL career, and then that happens, and it could have easily ended his career, ended his life. But the key thing is it didn't. So that is a feel good story, because he was shot in the leg in D.C. is when this happened. It was an attempted robbery. So, luckily, non-life-threatening injuries, but could have been really bad for his career in Washington. But he pushed hard and made it happen and came back. And yay. That's the good part of that story and how it ends. And like I said, it is all about the football, because here's something else that came out of that game. Daniel Snyder, no longer under any NFL NIL restrictions. That's what his attorneys are saying. And so now there is this big meeting that's going to happen on Tuesday because there's this push to really, frankly, dump him. I think the owners want him to sell. The NFL has said Commissioner Roger Goodell will discuss the issue with Snyder upon the completion of a league-commissioned investigation that was conducted by attorney Mary Jo White into allegations of sexual misconduct and financial impropriety. Snyder and the team have denied all the allegations. The team, through attorneys, portrayed Snyder's status differently. So what is going to happen here? There was an interesting moment during this broadcast. It's still weird to see Al Michaels as part of this whole Amazon thing, but regardless, they showed a shot of Snyder and then talked about the fact that he was supposedly digging up dirt on other owners. So he's trying to kind of stave off the other owners with that. You know, it'll be interesting to see where this ends up, because he's said that all along. He's denied that, denied that, denied that. And, you know, so there you go. So the owners will meet Tuesday in the Big Apple at their regularly scheduled quarterly meeting. No formal actions by the owners regarding Snyder are expected, with a final report by the House Committee on Oversight and Reform and the findings of Mary Jo White's investigation pending. But it's murky. Let's put it that way. It's murky, and there is that push. There is no question about it. All right, speaking of the push is on in the playoffs in baseball. So Juan Soto is fun to watch, right? And he joined the Padres after the Nationals traded him at the August 2nd deadline, and he's a well-liked player. And you look at the Padres, and that game is pretty interesting. Beating the Dodgers on Wednesday, Soto and his team returned to Petco Park, tied at one in the best of five National League Division Series, with games 3 and 4 scheduled for Friday and Saturday. In September, he was kind of mired in a slump. Padre fans booed his final two at-bats of an 0-for-4 day. But in the postseason, he is 5-for-22 walks and no extra base hits. And so, you know, there you go. He is sailing along, and Soto is one of those guys, if he can get hot at the right time, this is the big stage. He says he likes the big moments, and he does. We've seen it, and the Padres are certainly relying on him to come up big for them now that the series is switching back to their own territory. And it's a fun series to watch. I mean, all these are fun because it's the playoffs. The playoffs are very different when it comes to really any sport, but when it comes to Major League Baseball, you can clearly see that. And you look at Thursday, October 13th, the Astros now lead their series, the Mariners, to zip with a 4-2 win. Jordan Alvarez is owned in October. I mean, again, he was the smash machine. The Guardians and the Yankees, their game had to be postponed because of bad weather. So they'll take that up on the 14th on Friday. And in the other series, the Phillies and the Braves, they're back at it. That series is tied at one, but they're back in Philly at Citizens Bank Park. And we'll see what Game 3 yields. Same thing as I mentioned with the Dodgers and the Padres. That series tied and now going back to San Diego. This is fun to watch. Like I said, the postseason is the best time period. If you haven't really paid that much attention during the year, it's okay. You can easily catch up and flip and watch a couple of games. And I think, you know, when you're not into baseball, it's some of the best baseball that you'll see. I mean, there is a chance it will pull you in its current. It's a big weekend for college football. I'm a big fan of college football. I haven't talked a lot this year about college football in our limited time in the man cave, but Michigan and Penn State, a huge rivalry at the Big House. It will be in Ann Arbor. So Michigan undefeated 6-0, 3-0 in the Big Ten. Penn State 5-0, 2-0 in the Big Ten, undefeated. And that's an early kickoff, like 11 o'clock kickoff. Auburn and Ole Miss, this is always fun. Ole Miss is ranked 9th, so while the Nittany Lions were 10 and Michigan 5, Ole Miss is 9, taking on Auburn. And then you got 19th ranked Kansas taking on Oklahoma. It's a different kind of Oklahoma. It's a tough year for them. They're 3-3, 0-3 in Big 12 games. But, you know, Texas is competitive. They're 4-2. They're taking on Iowa State, hosting them, in fact. So that'll be in Austin. Minnesota and Illinois. Illinois is ranked 24th, 5-1, 2-1 in the Big Ten. And this is always a good game to watch between both of those crews. So we have some undefeateds that are going after each other, like Clemson and Florida State is a big rivalry, and that's going to be in Tallahassee. Clemson is ranked 4th, of course. And another game I think that'll be a lot of fun to watch will be USC and Utah, because you know what's going to happen in Salt Lake City. There's a little magic that seems to happen, but boy, you look at the Trojans and they are loaded. Between running back and wide receiver, and of course, you know, their quarterback, same thing. Caleb Williams been having a really solid season. His stat line looks good, but it's about getting that clean game in there. No interceptions and rushes and sacks and the things that can throw a quarterback off his game. So there's some big rivalries going on in college football this upcoming weekend, worth ducking your head in on some of those games. And a big reminder that to NFL season, we do Nail the Score every Tuesday in our last segment of our first hour. You can call in and just levy a guess at whatever teams I pick for the game of the week. That's all you have to do. You don't have to analyze it, any of that good stuff. You just pick a side, tell me what the score is going to be, and if you nail it, you win!
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm disgusted with our legal system. I'm disgusted with those jurors.
Dr. Alon Hofdeff is a father of the victim of the Florida school shooter. A Florida jury returning a sentence of life in prison without parole for the 2018 Parkland, Florida school shooter, Nicholas Cruz. The judge still needs to formally issue the sentence next month. The prosecutors are requesting that victim impact statements be taken into account, and the judge says they may do this prior to the formal sentencing on November 1st. The death toll in Florida from Hurricane Ian is now at least 105. Wednesday, the Florida Medical Examiners Commission added two more storm-related deaths, one each in Charlotte and Orange counties. Lee County leads the state with 52. Monroe and Sarasota counties each are reporting 7. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To ask, do you have an appreciation of self? Do you ask yourself the question? Have you ever asked yourself the question, what is my purpose? There are a lot of interesting questions that are answered in this book, Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning. E. Douglas Brown joins us. Dr. Brown, thank you so much for coming on and talking about your book. Thank you.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to do so.
So what is it that we don't have an appreciation of self? Why is that?
One of the major reasons we do not have an appreciation of self is because we haven't been taught the language and the reality of what self is, what we really are. Going back to what you were mentioning a moment ago, what is the purpose of self? My knowledge of myself or my self-consciousness, what is it for? Is it simply to abide in my physical body, to live, you know, become a unique person? Or is there some more to this? Are there some more pages and chapters to self-consciousness and self-awareness? And it clearly is. And psychology has been, we have been fundamentally told it is, or described, and whatever. Our understanding of psychology is half-baked, so to speak. Our concept of psychology begins and ends with self-awareness, namely the ego self, the self that we become aware of as we grow from infancy to toddlerhood and what have you. But this is not, in fact, the whole of the self. The self, what we call the self, let's use the phrase my mind, my brain, my hand. Well, who is the MY we're talking about here? What is this MY? And that MY is the soul. That MY is the spirit or the self. So self-knowledge is integral to psychological health and well-being. And this is what I discuss at length in my book, Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning, why it is important and exactly what it is.
Yeah, so tell us what it is. What exactly is this? And you go deep in your book, and obviously people can get your book on Amazon, Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning, the Role of Spirituality in Psychological Health. But what is it?
The self, you see, is a link. This is an innate, inborn link that we have with the Creator. Self-awareness and self-knowledge, which we all have, we all are aware of, this self-knowledge is what we cultivate during the course of our life. This is a link with the divine. This is a link with spirituality. You see, once we cross the threshold of the biophysical, the biological, we're in the world of spirituality. For example, were you to do a lobotomy on my brain, you know, you cut through my skull, that 3.5 pounds of silly putty between my two ears, right?
Uh-huh.
That's my brain, but that's not myself. That's not my mind. You see, the self, or my awareness of myself, including my mind, is greater than the body. It is greater than my biological person. And the entity that brought me into existence, that entity that created my body, you know, the physical vessel that I am, obviously I'm in, that's part of my personhood, that same entity provided me with a divine paradigm for self-development. A divine paradigm for self-development. And this is the area of psychology, so to speak. This is the area of self-development and self-knowledge that we have some significant gaps in terms of our understanding of what psychology is and what psychological health is. Spirituality is not synonymous with quote-unquote popular religion.
Mm.
Spirituality is an effect, a very character of the human nature. The human nature, because we are self-aware and we're self-conscious and we have free will, these all constitute metaphysical elements of our being. This is what constitutes our spirituality. And it's very important that we proceed, if we choose to do so, to develop this self-knowledge in the way that's healthy, in the way that's consistent with balance, healthy development, and peace of mind and healing.
And what do you think is happening today with people? I think that is so lost for so many people.
I think that what has occurred, and I elaborate on this in my book, the concept of spirituality or the soul or the self has been diluted tremendously. Self-consciousness has essentially been relegated to a synthesis of neural electrical impulses, sensations, if you will. All of this culminates in consciousness. This simply is a matter of physical consciousness. When I look at myself in the mirror, I'm looking at my body, my physical characteristics, and what have you. That's my physical outer person, outer self. Carl Jung, you may be familiar with Dr. Carl Jung. The late, he was a neo-Freudian. He was one of the students of Freud. I remember one of his a quote of Jung that I thought was very powerful. Jung said that the world will ask you who you are. The world will ask you who you are. And if you don't know, the world will tell you. See?
Yes.
The world will ask you who you are. And if you don't know who you are, the world will tell you who you are. In other words, you will be given an idea of who you are as a person, a self, an individual, But that emanates from the world. That emanates from, you know, our life, everyday life and what we're taught in schools, our cultures, our communities, you know, the template of knowledge, traditions, and beliefs that we get from society and what have you. But this is inadequate. Many people are unaware of the fact that modern science, that contemporary science has completely debunked. For example, the idea that human beings are the products of evolution from apoids, from humanoids. This has been completely debunked by science, by modern science. Human beings did not emanate as a process. We are not the products of an interspecies evolutionary process. Now, one might ask, what has this got to do with self-development? Well, let's look at that for a moment. William Wundt, Dr. William Wundt, his name was William Wundt. He's considered the father of psychology, the father of what is called, what we have known as laboratory psychology. William Wundt was a Marxist, and because of his personal beliefs and his orientation and ideology, he did not believe in a supreme being. He did not believe in a God, or he did not believe in spirituality. And he wanted to develop a science of psychology that was primarily rooted in the laboratory. And so Wundt dismissed all of the jewels of knowledge, if you will, and the information that had been gathered centuries prior to that time about the self, about the personality, about what it means to have self-knowledge that could not be examined, so to speak, in a laboratory, that was not amenable to direct sensory verification, these kinds of things. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he developed a concept of psychology. His idea of psychology was essentially the study of behavior. Wundt believed that human beings were no more than animals. You simply could condition a human being, you know, reinforcements, punishments, et cetera. You could shape and condition the human being in terms of behavior. You could, through retention and repetition, you could teach people, if you will, to have certain beliefs and philosophies, and they will identify with these beliefs and philosophies. And if you define them as part of the self, they will eventually accept this. So what we're saying is that the psyche in psychology was ignored. The word psyche means self.
Yeah.
It means soul. It means mind. And what has happened in our time, and actually before our time, is that the self as the spirit, as the soul, this inner me, this me that ponders, that wonders, that asks, where did I come from? Why do I exist? What is the purpose of my life? That self, you see, that authentic self that leads to self-knowledge has been ignored. And this is one of the reasons why Carl Jung even said, if people lose the idea of God or the idea of a higher being, of a creator, the incidence of psychological disorders and maladies will increase. They will spiral because human beings, so to speak, they lose that spiritual umbilical cord or that link that ties them to the greater universe and gives them a sense of purpose.
Yeah. Wow. And your book, it's a perfect place to end this, The Umbilical Cord. You unravel so much of that. The book is so interesting. Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Dr. Brown, thank you so much.
Yes.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818- 865-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
On this show and so many others, what's going on in Ukraine. The latest is Vladimir Putin threatening further harsh responses, and we know what some of them have been after massive, massive Russian strikes. Once again, really, really sad what we're seeing. It is my pleasure to welcome my friend to the show, Greg Stebbin. He's got a new book out, Does Putin Have to Die? The story of how Russia becomes a democracy after losing to Ukraine. Greg, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. It's great to be here.
So you spent so much time in and around Ukraine and brought amazing stories to us and still are bringing amazing stories to the United States and many, many other listeners. And now you've got this book, and of course with the title, you know, right away it jumps out at you, Does Putin Have to Die? And then of course the second part, the story of how Russia becomes a democracy, like I said, after losing to Ukraine. So explain the title. How does that happen?
Well, I think today's a perfect day to be talking about this. How can this end with Ukraine? First of all, I am completely unwilling to accept, as are the Ukrainian people and many other leaders and citizens of the world, that this can end with anything but Ukraine winning, and winning meaning the Russians leave, the Ukrainians get all their territory back, including Crimea. There's nothing aggressive about that as the goal. It's merely giving Ukraine back what is rightfully theirs. So I refuse to accept that this can end in any other way. And if you refuse to accept that it can end in any other way, how can this end with Vladimir Putin, without you at least debating, can he be alive to allow the Ukrainian people to have that victory? And I think, you know, as we say in the book, and we should talk about my co-author a little bit too, I don't think the determination of whether Putin will live to see the end of this war or not is up to anybody other than Vladimir Putin. You know, I think if he left tomorrow, he could certainly arrange, he certainly has the money and the power to arrange to go somewhere in the world and be safe for the rest of his life. But if he stays, there are a lot of people that want him dead. And it's not just Ukrainians. There's a lot of people in Russia who want him dead, too. He's a dead man walking if he doesn't give it up and get out.
Wow, I so agree with that. I've said that, and you even have a bigger beat on it, especially in the conversations you've had with your co-author. Tell us about the co-author.
Yeah, his name is Ilya Ponomarev, and his name may not be familiar to you, but some of the things he's done will be. For instance, he was a member of the Russian parliament from 2007 to 2016. He was the only member of the Russian parliament to vote against the annexation of Crimea in 2014. So the only one who opposed Putin on that, and a few months later he was in California on official Russian Duma or parliament business, and the Russian government forbid him from ever returning home. He has not been home to Russia since 2014. He now lives in Ukraine. But he said at the time that if this annexation happened, it would eventually lead to a full-scale invasion of Ukraine by Russia. We're seeing that now. And he also said at the time that if Russia invaded Ukraine, he was going to fight on the side of Ukraine, and that's what he's doing. But ultimately, the point of the book is this. He believes that it is possible for the right leader to return to Russia and turn it into a democracy, to give the Russian people a new constitution, new laws, free and fair elections, and for them to live with the kind of democracy and freedom that we do. And he's frankly been working on this for a long, long time, and it's pretty clear that if it's going to happen, it's going to happen sometime soon.
And do you think we're seeing signs of what the people know and what the people want with these protests and the refusing to be mobilized and be forced to serve in this effort of Putin's to take Ukraine?
Well, I've learned a lot since I went to Poland and went into Ukraine and since I spent the last, I don't know how many months, writing this book with Ilya. And one of the things that's very tricky for us in the West is you cannot judge the people of that part of the world, not just Russia, but I'm including the Poles and the Ukrainians. Their view of the world and the way they think is very different than ours. Their relationship to history is very different than our relationship to history. Their relationship to one another. So it's tricky to try to think about what the Russian people will do by comparing them to the American people. So one of the things that's really interesting about what's happening in Russia is there's very few protests about the war in Ukraine. We've recently seen protests, but those were not protesting the war. They were protesting the mobilization. Mm-hmm. And that does not send a good signal to the world that the Russian people will ever want democracy, because it looks like they don't have a clue about what democracy is. And to some degree, that's probably true. They've lived in a vacuum of information and media for a long, long time. So a lot of what's going to happen is education. But at the end of the day, who doesn't want to be free? You remember the Ukrainians 30 years ago were part of the Soviet Union. Their road to democracy has not been without its problems, but look at how strong they are willing to fight for democracy and freedom today. Same thing with the Poles and many others that were part of the USSR back then, but have discovered the value of having freedom in their lives and are now willing to fight for it. And I believe, and Ilya certainly believes, the Russian people will fight for it too. They just have to remember what it is that's worth fighting for.
Ooh, so good. The foreword of your book, tell us about that.
Well, It's a little shocking, frankly. If you were going to write a book called Does Putin Have to Die, who would be the craziest person you could get to write the foreword for the book?
Putin.
Putin. That's right. And so I made it my goal to get Vladimir Putin to write the foreword for this book, Does Putin Have to Die? And I was successful. Now, to be honest, we didn't call him up and say, hey, Vlad, would you write the foreword for us? What I did was, or I should say we did, we went out and found a speech that he gave that is so shockingly pro-democracy. When I first read it, I thought to myself, I think this is a speech that Ronald Reagan gave, not Vladimir Putin. It's a speech he gave 2 weeks after 9/11. He delivered it in German to the German parliament. And if I read you parts of this, you will be shocked by how pro the West and pro-European, pro-democracy, pro-freedom, pro-human rights he is for the world and for the Russian people. And somehow over 20 years, he went from that to what he is today. I think that alone is a lesson for all of us. What happens when there's power and money and greed? This man is a perfect example of how corrupt one person can become.
Ooh. And for Ilya, you know, you talked about him being in Ukraine. Is he safe?
You know, it's funny. There's two questions he gets asked all the time. And you'll remember the last time I was on the show with you, I was talking about doing these daily shows on a, on an online network called Beams, B-E-A-M-Z. Yeah. So I do a show with Ilya every Thursday. And very early on when we started doing these shows, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern, you know, one of the first two questions people wanted to know, because these shows are interactive, is, you know, are you safe and why aren't you dead? Because he is on the Putin kill list. So let me take the first one first. Is he safe? You know, the first time someone asked that, he shrugged and he said, I'm in the middle of a war zone. I'm as safe as anyone else. So, sure, there was a ton of bombing in Kyiv today. He lives in Kyiv, so he certainly was at risk as anyone. But you might even say he's even more at risk because he's on the Putin kill list. And, you know, his kind of typical response to that is, I keep a machine gun by the door.
Wow. A machine gun by the door. Fascinating stuff, Greg Stebbin. Where can we get the book? Amazon and wherever great books are sold, right?
The same place you can get Kate Delaney's book that I heard about just before you invited me on the show. So my recommendation is buy both and do it right now.
There you go. Greg Stebbin, awesome. Thanks so much for joining us and good luck with the book.
You bet. It's great to be here.
So the book again, Does Putin Have to Die? The story of how Russia becomes a democracy after losing to Ukraine. Ooh.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.